That's exactly the intention, that unless the parties agree otherwise, it will be the party applying for the number that bears all of the costs. There is no provision in the regulations for the registrar to verify the way that the plate is attached. So whilst we have played with the idea with the registrar that perhaps he could make plates available because of the economies of scale of producing standard plates, like, you know, a car registration agency will produce number plates. That's entirely up in the air. It hasn't been agreed at all, and it's entirely optional. The registrar has no power to validate whether the number has been attached, and that is an issue for the creditor to make sure that everything is done correctly, and by the debtor or the keeper, if the debtor does not have physical possession of the asset, by the debtor or the keeper agreeing to be bound by the rules if they do not attach the plate, as they should do, in the form that's prescribed in these model rules, then the creditor has a remedy, but against the debtor, the registrar won't get involved. It's not part of their function at all. What we have provided for in the latest iteration of the regulations is that the party applying to register an international interest has to certify on the registration application that that the equipment has been marked with the Orvis identifier. And so far, because these rules are not yet finalized, we haven't gone as far as to say in accordance with the model rules, but that certainly would be an option as well. But in any event, it is a condition under the latest iteration of the regulations that anybody applying to register an international interest has to confirm that the rolling stock has been marked with the Orvis number. So you have a process where you apply for the number. Having got the number, that number has to be attached to the rolling stock, and at that point you can then go back to the international registry and register your international interest, and not before. Now, of course, these things could happen very fast together, almost on the same day, but nonetheless there is a sequence of events there, and it's incumbent on the parties, the creditor and the debtor, it's incumbent upon them to actually assure the registrar that everything has been done correctly. And then it's between the creditor and the debtor as to whether the markings are in place and whether they are being maintained. Nothing to do with the registrar.